Keystone head coach Rocky Houston, fourth year as head coach of the Keystone Lady Wildcats, coming off a tremendous season, 20-4 last year, 19-3 regular season, went 13-1 and LC8 champs. And coach, every LC8 coach that we talked to tonight, all we've asked, Dave, who's the favorite? Everybody, Keystone, Keystone, Keystone. Rocky's got everything. We can't compete with Rocky. What are we going to do? Why are we even playing him?
Why are we talking to him?
Well, because he's here.
Congratulations, Coach. Nice.
Yeah, you've already won the LCA. No, and all.
See you down Dayton.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But in all seriousness, a great season last year with a lot of girls coming back. Now, we all know you lost Delaney, but just talk about last year for a minute and maybe what the expectations are internally that you guys have for your team.
Yeah. So last year was a year where we felt like we needed to prove ourselves. You know, a couple of years ago when we split the conference with Firelands, it was one of those games where, Firelands had already clinched a share of conference, and, we played them, and you know how it is. Sometimes you don't necessarily play and do things that you would like to do. But on our end, we competed, and we did what we needed to do to get a share of that conference. So last year, we kind of felt like we needed to show everybody that, we earned that conference championship the year before. And I felt like the girls played really hard last year. Other than, we came out and had a slip up, and Freeland's had a nice game plan against us and handed it to us at their place. But I think it was good for the girls, helping refocus and do things the right way and finish the season. And probably last year, the biggest thing that was tremendous for our girls to deal with and see, because we played with low numbers. We had, seven girls last year, six girls year before, but then, our point guard, dislocates her pinky, which is my daughter, and she has to have surgery, and she's out, and she didn't end up having surgery, but she was out for several weeks. So we had to figure out a way not to just figure out how to play basketball without having your point guard and having other girls step up and fill positions and do certain things. The team had to figure out how to play together as a team and do things as a group and not put it all on one person. And we took a couple lumps, but then by the time we got to where we needed to play Columbia again, we showed that we're a resilient bunch, and we won that game, and then we had to play Firelands to actually win the conference outright, and we did that shorthanded as well, and so it showed the girls that we're just not driven by having one player on the floor. It takes our team, a group, to do what they need to do and buy in and understand that, it's truly a team game. Sometimes it doesn't always feel that way, how the scoreboard looks or how a player does and or doesn't do, but it's truly, truly a team sport, and the girls got to see that and feel that last year.
Tell us about some of the team. Who are some of the members of the team?
Yeah, we had Delaney Peters, obviously, graduate for us. That's 4 years of our leading scorer. So, this year we've got four of our starters returning minus Delaney. And then we have another letter winner coming back with us this year. So we got lots of court experience. And the girls, to this point, have done a really good job of understanding that we're going to share the basketball. Not one person's going to make up that scoring. And the group that we have, seniors with Jess Forthover, and then my daughter Helena Houston, and then having Vivian Castle and Brooklyn Barber, that core group has played a lot of minutes. And they understand, and they compete, and they play so hard, and they do all the things that you need, the little things that change games, And then you got Riley Jedrzejczyk, who came off the bench for us last year. She's going to be in the mix and back and forth with starting and coming off the bench for us. And then we got an incoming freshman with Maddie Sokolowski, who's a really, really, really nice basketball player, and is just getting her up to speed with varsity basketball. And then we got Amia Stefan. And, the thing about this group is, last year we had five girls that were on the floor that could score. This year we got whatever five girls are on the floor, they will score. So if you're trying to take somebody away, They don't care. Somebody else will step up and score. They're not afraid to shoot. They'll take the three-pointer. They'll attack the hoop. They'll rebound. They'll run the floor. And it just changes things when you have, that type of mentality. And it's not just two or three girls. It's your seven girls that are in your rotation. And they're not afraid to play and compete and take shots when they have shots.
Coach, speaking of mentality, is that something you feel they do because your coachability, as far as that you demand that? Or is it, I know LaGrange people, I used to coach with Larry Shaw, and Keystone people play hard-nosed no matter what sport they're playing. and they want to win.
Yeah, and they do, and I think a lot of it starts just because of the youth athletics that we have at Keystone, whether it's playing softball or whether it's playing basketball at a younger age or playing volleyball at a younger age. And you start competing when you're younger, you know, and when you do that, your expectations grow by the time you get to high school, and you're not just playing the game. You're expecting to win, and you're expecting to play at a high level, you know, and that feeling of disappointment bothers you enough that you're going to do what you need to do so you don't have that happen the next time. And that means you got to play harder, you got to be more physical, you got to be tougher, you got to be mentally tougher, you got to be physically tougher, you got to improve your game, whatever it is. But it all comes down to really, you know, the girls being coachable. You know, you can have all that stuff, but if they're not coachable and they're just doing whatever they want to do or listening to what's going on in the stands, you know, everything goes awry. But when you have kids that are willing to do that and then they're coachable on top of that, you know, you just have some successes that may surprise other people, but it doesn't surprise you because you're with the kids, you know, every day with practices and scrimmages and our games and everything else. So, you know, we try to make sure that everybody feels loved and feels part of the program and that, you know, their contributions are extremely important regardless, you know, if they're in the game for 2 or 3 minutes in a game or if they play 25 or 30 minutes in a game, that, you know, they feel like they're an important part of what's going on. And when you have that and then the girls, like I said, work as hard as they do and then they're coachable, you know, we get the results that we've been fortunate enough to have the last couple of years.
Rocky, if you're going to get to where you want to get to this year, is there an area that you think maybe what might be the biggest key or an area you guys need to improve on? I know you've got a lot coming back. I know you got a lot of strengths. But is there an area going into the season where you think to yourself, boy, we need to get a little bit better at this if we want to be what we want to be?
Yeah, and one of the biggest things, you know, is we weren't able to handle necessary certain types of pressure just because we were limited in the guard area. And I think this year some of our returning girls can handle the guard spot areas a little bit more, and then, you know, with Maddie Sokolowski coming in, who is a true point guard to go with my daughter, being able to keep the girls fresher so that, you know, before we were playing six girls would be completely gassed on the floor and we just, you know, we couldn't go to the bench, where now we're going to be able to rotate girls in and keep them fresh, and handle that type of pressure. And really that's going to be, you know, I think our key through the year is the games. And we scheduled ourselves, you know, some tough non-conference games. You know, we got Lakewood this year, and we have North Olmsted this year. You know, that's some nice Division I teams that are going to, you know, challenge us and put us in positions where they get after it and they play hard. And we have to figure out how to handle that stuff. You don't get it night in and night out in the LCA conference. So to do that, you have to do other things to get yourself prepared for that. So this summer in our league, you know, we played against Lakewood in the summer league, but we also played against North Olmsted, and we also played against Brunswick. So, you know, we've done some stuff where we put ourselves in position where we're playing against the bigger schools that are stronger, aggressive, and physical, so that, you know, we can handle that when we need to, because that's really what it comes down to when you get in playoff basketball. It's just a little bit more physical, and it's a little bit quicker, and it's a little bit stronger as you start to advance through and putting yourself in a position to be able to handle all that stuff when that time comes, and not be like a deer in the headlights and it takes you forever to get out of that. And sometimes you're in such a hole you can't get yourself back out of it.
Rocky, what I love about you is two questions and there goes 10 minutes. So thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Want to wish you guys the best of luck this year. Always love watching the Keystone Lady Wildcats. Best of luck this year. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Rod. Appreciate it, Dave. We love you guys covering basketball in Lorain County. You know, WL does a great job, and we look forward to having you guys out to a few games this year and hopefully putting on a good show for you.
Sounds good to us. That's Rocky Houston, the head coach of the Keystone Lady Wildcats. We'll take this time out.